They were looking for Terry Gendusa Nicolai and her two children. They eventually found the children unharmed, but it was some time before they found Gendusa Nicolai beaten, bound, and stuffed into a trash container, then left to die in an unheated storage unit in Illinois by her ex-husband. She survived her ordeal and has become an advocate for domestic violence victims. At a news conference to mark the anniversary, Sheriff Schmeling said since that time, much has been done in Racine County to help others.
It becomes clear to all of us that we clearly have something unique here in Racine County. Our criminal justice system is actually working together collectively to accomplish one common goal, and that is the protection of our domestic violence victims. From law enforcement to victims of crimes, to the jail, to the district attorney, Rich Cipetti, to our victim witness program, the Women's Resource Center, and our circuit court judges, all are collectively working together here in Racine to better provide a service to domestic violence victims.
Gendusa Nicolai says she went through a horrible ordeal, but so much good has come from it.
Everyone that's here really has the heart to help people in this community, and that's what makes our community so great. I am lucky to have people allow me to give them the voice for other people and say, you know, this is how it is on this side, and they listen. Not every county has that yet, and we're working on that.
Gendusa Nicolai said several laws have been passed in Wisconsin to help domestic violence victims, but she said there is still a long way to go. In Racine, Janet Hoff, Wisconsin Radio Network.